Want to reduce your stress? Try forgiveness. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lauren Toussaint, professor of psychology at Luther College, explains how forgiving yourself and others can lead to a more harmonious life.
We are often hurt by other people, and just as frequently we return the favor. Forgiveness of others and oneself both involve reducing negative thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and instead promoting the positive variety at yourself or another offender. This doesn't imply condoning, denying, or excusing wrongdoing, and it may or may not involve making up with someone or getting justice. But it is worthwhile. Forgiveness of others and oneself can have remarkable benefits. For instance, we have found that forgiving others was directly related to less stress and symptoms of mental and physical illness. We also found that the most forgiving individuals didn't show the usual association between stress and worse mental health. Similarly, in another recent study, we found that the most self-forgiving individuals did not show the usual association between hostility and worse cognitive function. Both types of forgiveness are directly linked to health and buffer the effects of stress on health, and both likely help us feel better by helping us cope with common interpersonal stress and conflict. When learning of the benefits of forgiving others and oneself, it's common to want to learn how to become a more forgiving person. We've found that prayer, meditation, and journaling are good ways of promoting forgiveness, but developing empathy for others and self-compassion are also important. Educational forgiveness programs, too, are effective in increasing forgiveness of others and oneself, and these programs also have health benefits. It really is true that learning to forgive can help improve the life you live.
That was Lauren Toussaint of Luther College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.